And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Without a doubt that my God will surely. Come on, he done brought me up.
Summer, spring, fall, he said he will work it out. Great morning, everybody. Great morning. Call somebody up and tell them, gotta work it out. Gotta work it out. Man, I love that song. It's a little offbeat, a little off bass. And when I heard it, it threw me for a loop. But I was like, I listened to the words that it was actually saying. And you know, it's like, wow, that's true. You know, gotta work it out. No matter what happens, gotta work it out. But there's some things that you got to do in the meantime, in the between time. But tell somebody right now, call them up and let them know that the grind is on. But tell them that, you know what, it's not over yet. It's definitely not over, but you're going to have to fight. Whatever you do, you're going to have to fight, man. Listen to this song.
Together
fighters, man? Are y'all fighters, or y'all just the type to just get beat up all the time and give up every time something happens? Woe is me. You got to fight, man. You got to be a fighter. You know, it's funny because I used to, you know, growing up in my house, I used to, you know, it was interesting, I should say, but I used to watch my my brother and my sister, you know, they used to fight. I mean, it wasn't just a mental fight, man. It was a physical fight, you know, because, you know, my brother was the oldest, and he was just like, you know, he was that dude that would come in sometime. He would be, you know, cool. Sometimes he would just get on your nerves, you know, but you didn't understand that he was trying to be, at some point he was trying to be big brother. And then sometimes he was just trying to be aggravating, you know, because he had power, you know. But it was funny because my oldest sister, so, you know, she's the second child. My oldest sister, you know, she was like, it ain't going down that way. You know, it's not going down like that. I'm getting ready to tell you what I'm going to do, because what you're telling me to do is not right. I don't even feel that. It's pretty much what she's saying. And, I mean, it would be a mental fight. It would be a verbal fight. It was a struggle all the way around. Next thing you know, they wrestling and throwing stuff at each other. I mean, it was crazy. It was almost like a scene from Good Times on steroids a little bit, you know, with Thelma and JJ. You know, but I used to sit there and watch that, you know, as the youngest child. You know, I'm just sitting back, you know, like, worrying about what, you know, what's going to happen. And my other sister's like, oh my gosh, this is not going down like this. But they used to fight in all aspects of, you know, of the word. But it was what, you know, my sister felt was right, you know, and it's what my brother felt was right, you know. And at that time, at that very moment, the two just didn't coincide, you know, that they didn't agree with one another. But, you know, the physical fight was the part that we were so concerned with, you know. But, you know, they would wrestle each other. And, you know, it was funny because, you know, I knew my brother was always holding back, you know, because, you know, he was much stronger, you know. But it was just a matter of the fact that they were grabbing each other. My sister would get to the point where she would throw things at him. And it was just, I'm sure some of you have some stories right now that you could tell, you know, that would be, you know, real funny now, but it wasn't real funny then, you know. When I think about the word fight, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, physical fights and all of that. I'm talking about, you know, mental fight. You know, if you want it, then you're going to have to fight for it. You got to fight for it. You don't have to throw hands. You don't have to, you know, jump up and down and scream and holler, but you have to show the action toward what you want. You got to fight for it. You know, your purpose and your thoughts, they're only going to align themselves when you start fighting for what you know is right. Now, sometimes what you know is right at that moment, you know, may not be the right thing for you to really push you forward to your future. But at that point, you don't really know. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know what's right and what's wrong. That's why it's important to align yourself with people that are at higher levels in growth than you are. I mean, be it spiritually, physically, you know, or even financially. The three may not even coincide, you know. So that may be three, you know, different people. But, you know, the reality is, guys, that, you know, there's always different things that you can choose. There's always contrast. You know, there's the right, there's the wrong, there's the good, the bad. You know, there's the just and the unjust, the fake, the real. You know, we can keep going on and on and on and bouncing these things off. But, you know, until you choose a side, you know, you have to realize you can't really, 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 really exist in both of those contrasts. You can't be, you know, good and bad and be successful. You can't be just and unjust and, you know, and be successful. You can be successful at being, you know, both if you want, but who does that? But at the end of the day, you have to choose a side, and your purpose here is predestined. And the only way you're going to align with your purpose is if you start fighting for what you feel is right. And if you align yourself with the right people, all right, the people, you know, God gave us that mechanism, you know, on the inside of us, you know, and it's called discernment. It's His spirit. It's what leads and guides us. You know, and I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about, you know, the Word of God and how people are going to get, you know, to know, you know, the Word of God and things of that nature. And I'm one of those people that I don't believe that, you know, the Word of God is complicated. I think it's super simple. I think the message is super simple. I think, you know, in the last days, when the Word says that I have a rock cry out in my name, you know, then so that everybody hears the Word, then, you know, that's as simple as it gets. So what's difficult to understand? You know, nothing really. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to figure out, you know, who are you going to align yourself with? Who's going to be, you know, in your circle? Who are you going to fight with? And that's important. You know, it's really important. You know, there are things and people and situations in our lives that we need to fight to get out. Or we need to fight to get out of, because they're taking us, you know, out of alignment. When I used to watch my brother and sister fight, I used to say, this isn't alignment. We're not acting like siblings. We're not acting like brothers and sisters. But then I realized that, you know, you have to fight sometimes to really get what you want, or sometimes to get your point across. And like I said, it's not a physical fight, you know, but it's a mental fight. It's a spiritual fight, you know, and we have to learn how to fight and choose our battles. And the only way, you know, you choose your battles, you know, the right way is if you have to align yourself with the right people so that you can come in alignment with your purpose. And a lot of us are riding down the highway. I know some of you have seen cars riding down the highway, and it looks like the car is going to the right, but it's going forward, you know. And the first thing you tell yourself is that, wow, that car is, the frame is bent. The frame, that car looks like it's going to the right or to the left, but it's going straight. The frame is bent. You know, that damage, what they say is that damage is, you know, unrepairable. Because once your frame is bent, you know, you go to the shop, they're going to tell you, you need to get another car. We can't bend the frame back. We have to go back, take this thing to the assembly line and heat it up and realign everything, bend the frame back. And that's just like making a brand new car, right? So, but some of us are just out of alignment, you know, enough to, so we can go in and we can actually, you know, just get the wheels tweaked a little bit. That just means the wheels have gotten out of alignment because you've been run over some rough bumps, you know, on that road. And those are the battles that I'm talking about you choosing. You know, you get out of alignment because you choose the wrong battles to fight, because you're in alignment with the wrong people. Figure out who you need to be in alignment with in your life. That's going to help you get from level to level. And it may not be the same person for each level, but one thing is for sure, you're going to have to fight some battles no matter what. I mean, you're going to have to fight some battles. I get that. But you're able to choose the battles that you fight, you know, and not run over every bump or not fight every battle, because when you're trying to fight every battle, you're definitely going to get out of alignment. So you only fight, you don't go out of your way to run over a bump in the road, right? You try to dodge the bumps, you know, and only the bumps that you can't dodge are the ones that you hit. So those are the battles that you fight. But when you're in alignment with the right, when you have the right people in your circle, then that means the bumps that you're going to hit and the battles that you have to fight are going to be few and further in between. And now you can be in alignment more intently, you know, more purposefully with that purpose, right? You can move forward and not have to worry about, you know, bumps constantly being in the road, because you're not exposed to a whole bunch of nonsense, a whole bunch of drama, a whole bunch of gossip, whatever you want to call it. Those are all bumps in the road, believe it or not. You know, and, you know, it's crazy, because when, you know, I was talking about on an earlier show, I talk about how, you know, you can turn the news on these days and you can whatever you're watching on the news is going to permeate your mind. It's just going to affect you some way. And, you know, even if you go on to, you know, the media pages, and it could be Netscape or Yahoo, whatever it is. I used to love to go on Netscape and just watch those headlines, you know. And that's an undertaking now, because there's so many subliminal things that are popping in, you know, from the side, or pop-ups, what they call them, popping in, trying to get you to go here. You got to click four or five times just to get to a story, you know. And, you know, exposing yourself to all of those different bumps in the road, you know, some people will say, well, I just want to be in the know. You know, things that I see, you know, on Netscape, and the things that I see that on TV, and the things that I could expose myself to in real life, you know, are just bumps in the road for me. I don't want to expose myself to things that I don't need in my life. And I always say, you know, put me in a closet in the dark, grow me like a mushroom, but I'm going to grow. I'm going to grow. I just don't want to know or be exposed to the things that are going on around me. I don't want to have to fight that battle. I don't want to. I don't want to know. If you guys know me, I'm going to tell you what will happen. All right. If we're anywhere and a whole bunch of nonsense and controversy breaks out and people start arguing and screaming and yelling, you'll probably look up in the next 30 seconds and I will have gravitated away from that situation. You probably won't even see me anymore. You know, it's up. If you want to fight, fight. But I choose not to expose myself in that situation. And that's what I mean by you have to choose your battles. And you can always gauge how well you're aligning yourself, right? If you're aligning yourself with the right people, if you have the right circle, then those battles will be few and far in between. You know, if you always got to be that lone wolf person that's by yourself, then you haven't aligned yourself with the right people yet. And it's a process. And it's not a process that most people want to go through, because it means there has to be a purge. There has to be a purge. And I was watching a movie it was a couple of years ago, and it was called The Purge. And I was like, this movie is crazy, you know, because the people were purging themselves. They were purging themselves, you know, once a year. So that means once a year you had from X time at night to the next morning at 6:30 a.m. or something like that, to basically take out whoever you can take out or kill whoever you wanted to kill. There was no repercussions behind it, and you know, you weren't going to go to jail at all. You just go out and do whatever you needed to do. So people had all of this pent up aggression, you know, in them, you know, all year, and you had to be careful with who you rubbed the wrong way, because there was no crime. You know, no crime. Everything was great. But once a year, because people knew that they could purge, you know, and that's the same thing, you know, that you're going to have to do, you know, in your life in order to move to the next level. From level to level, you're going to have to purge on each level. You're going to have to purge. So that means there's no physicality to it, but there's a mental aspect to it. You're going to have to mentally, you know, leave some things behind. You're going to have to mentally leave some people behind. And in some cases, you're going to have to physically leave some people and some things behind, you know, but that's all a part of your fight. You have to learn to fight your battle. And if you fight your battle, what that does is that smooths the road out for you. Now you're in alignment with your purpose. Why choose to fight battles that aren't your battles to fight, right? Why choose to fight those battles? If it's not helping somebody that's going through something, there's a, you know, in your circle, and you guys are trying to get through it together and move together as a team, and you're trying to help them fight their battle to get where they need to be, because you know this person is part of your circle. I get that piece, okay? But why drive your car out of the way to hit a bump that you don't need to hit? And that's what happens when we start allowing all of the things to come in from the side. And there's a reason, you know, things come in from the side, because when they come in from the side, you can't see them. Your peripheral vision, once you see it, it's not fast enough to react. You know, by the time you see it, it's too quick. You know, by the time you see it, it's too late. So it hits you from the side, and we allow these things to come in because we're on the wrong path. You know, and when we get on the right path, we get in alignment. Are there going to be issues that are going to come up? Absolutely. We're going to have to fight sometime, and we didn't intend to have to fight. You know, I get that. But, you know, there's also going to be those battles that come from the front of you. You know, those battles that are going to hit you head on. You can't avoid those battles. You know, I you're going to have to definitely fight those battles. But the battles that I'm talking about are the battles that we go our way every day. You know, we put the black mask under our eyes, and then we put the gloves on every day, and we go out just looking for a battle. We're looking to see who we can fight. And the battles aren't just the battles that we know as fist fights, you know, or just arguments. It could be stuff, you know, as simple as, you know, you're taking something someone told you and you're telling somebody else, which perpetuates gossip. You know, it could be something, you know, as simple as, you know, you saying something to somebody and you know it's going to, you know, move them to anger, or you know they're going to react a certain way, or you're saying it to them because you know it's going to cause them, you know, to fall. You know, you're going out of your way to do something to somebody that, or say something about somebody that you know is not productive. Those are the battles that I'm talking about, because those are the battles that set us back the furthest, right? They set us back so far that we can't really get back into alignment with our assignment. And we get to the point to where the frame gets bent. And now, you know, no matter how many times we get our wheels aligned, then the frame is so bent that we have to take it back. So now it's time to really, really purge. Now it's time that you're going to have to get all of the things out of your life that has caused the frame to be bent, that has caused you to be out of alignment with your assignment. And we're never going to really know, you know, what we were predestined to be and what our true purpose is if we're riding around in a car with bent up frame. If we're riding around with no alignment. So when you align yourself with the people in your life that are for you, that are giving you life, there's no shame in that. And it's okay to tell somebody or to move toward not being as dominant or not being as attributing in someone's life as they would want you to be, because it's not helping you. It's not making you grow anymore. So there's nothing wrong with that, but I believe we do a lot of times what we do for people because we're afraid of how people will feel about the things we do. Yeah, most certainly you take people's feelings into consideration, but when those feelings are setting you back in life, then that's a problem. And we always say, you heard the saying, you know, nice guys finish last, nice girls finish last, whatever. You know, there's an exception to every rule. Yeah, it's great to be nice. But when you're that person and you're always nice to everybody and you're nice to a fault and then everybody just takes advantage of you, then there's no way that you're going to, what we call, used up. You're going to get used up really quick. And then when you get used up, when you pour something out of a bottle and there's nothing left in the bottle, what do you do with the bottle? You throw it away. So now you're used up and that person can't use you anymore, so they get rid of you and now you don't have anything left. There's no overflow. There's nothing left in the tank. You're on E. So what we're talking about this morning, everybody, is for you to understand how you need to fight in your life, which battles you need to choose to fight, the battles that you have to fight that hit you head on. Fine, be prepared for the battles that are going to come, you know, from the side. Sometimes the battles may even come from the rear if you slow up long enough or keep driving through the same place. The battles are going to come, but when you get to choose your battles, then choose carefully. Don't add to the battles that you can't avoid in life. And I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about, you know, success and what it takes to be successful. And I said, it depends on what you're doing. But at the end of the day, you know, success is pretty much the same set of principles, you know, for everyone. You're going to have to go through something. You're going to feel lonely. You know, when you start having a level of success, you're going to feel as if you're the only person, you know, in the universe that is going through that. The road less traveled, of course, is that road. So you're going to go through some things. It's not going to be easy. It's definitely not going to be easy. And when you're aligning yourself with the right people and now you're going through your levels of success, then it's easier. It's easier. And it's not personal. You know, it's never personal. It's this, you know, when you're trying to run a business, then it's about business. And the people that are in your circle, you know, they're trying to do the same thing, so they understand. So align yourself with the right people. Fight the right battles, the ones that you have to fight. Don't go and choose and pick and choose a battle. And understand that no matter what happens in life, you know, you're going to have to fight. You just got to be ready to fight, right? Good or bad, just or unjust, fake or real. I mean, those are all great. And we can definitely get into talking about, you know, each of them because they're all so good. But, you know, when you start choosing the wrong side, the wrong contrast, then is when more battles start to come. And when you feel that that pull on you that's telling you, okay, this is right. It's typically that initial pull, that initial feeling that you get that says, don't do that or do that. Sometimes that's the right one. It's the initial one, because right after that is when the doubt and everything starts to come in, and that's when the enemy starts to do its best work, because it wants to confuse you. And it's not easy always doing the right thing, because sometimes you're the only person doing it and it seems weird. Sometimes there's something you want to start doing and it's not a popular thing right now, but it's the thing that you feel driven to do. And because you feel driven to do it, there's some validity in it. There's some purpose behind it. And let's not fool ourselves, okay? Contrast again, good, bad. Okay, good, bad, fake, real. I mean, contrast right and wrong. And once you contrast the two and you understand that it's right, good, and just, then, and you're feeling strong about doing it, then that's the thing that you probably should be moving toward doing. And allow yourself to understand that, you know what, it's not going to always be the popular thing. People aren't going to, you know, grab onto it and gravitate to it right away, because the reality is people don't like change. People don't like when you're typically doing something different than what mainstream is doing. And that road that's less traveled for a reason. A lot of people just don't want to go through, you know, the ups and downs that it takes to really achieve what you're trying to achieve. But, you know, Rome wasn't, you know, built in a day. You know, nothing happens, you know, overnight. It just doesn't happen that way. So it's going to take some blood, sweat, and tears. It's going to take some grinding. But anything worth having is worth fighting for, right? There are a lot of things in your life that you're going to fight for, that you're willing to fight for. And those things that you're willing to fight for, you definitely have to. But at the end of the day, the moral of this entire show, ladies and gentlemen, is that, you know, fight. Choose your battles carefully. Align yourself with the right people that are going to help you fight, not going to fight against you, or the people that are going to fight, you know, behind your back, you know, with in somebody else's corner against you. Open your eyes and understand and know the people that are around you. And if those people are not serving your purpose, then they're not supposed to be there. There's a certain level that you're supposed to deal with them on. Some people only need to see your light shining in order for them to get on the path to what they need to be doing. But if you're allowing yourself to be pulled down or dummy at the level, then you're not being on task. You're not being in alignment with your purpose. So figure out what your purpose is. Choose the battles that you need to fight and move forward in what you know you need to do. Whatever it is that you're building right now, build it the way it should be built. Whatever it is that you're struggling with right now, figure out what's good and just. Right? Figure it out and do that. Because there's no glory, there's no honor in the opposite. There just isn't. And once you start making those decisions, you start to realize that, hey, look, I'm getting back into alignment. And things are starting to go the way that they should go. And I got to understand that this is indeed a process. And now I'm here and I'm practicing all of the rules, all of the principles that govern the thing that I'm trying to get right now. And it's not going to be easy. You have to tell yourself all of this stuff. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to fight no matter what. I don't care how many years it takes. I don't care how many days. Yeah, I'm going to fight. And I'm going to continually grow, because when you don't grow on a level, you can tell when you're being left behind, and then you know the things that you should do, and then sometimes you don't put forth the effort to even find out the things that you should do, and so you're stuck, and you don't know how to get unstuck. But you have to align yourself with the right people that are going to help you move from level to level, people that have your best interest at hand and aren't just there to take from you. People that know, you know, what it's going to take for you all to rise together. That's your circle. I think people have so many friends and they're like, I got a lot of friends. You know, yeah, but what's your circle? Who's in your circle?
my dad used to say, a real friend, you know, a real friend I can call and get 100 from. A real friend I call and get 100 from. You know, my dad is like, you know, he's money motivated. You know, he doesn't love money, but, you know, back in the day, you got to make them ends meet. So, you know, it was like a good friend, a real friend to me is somebody I can call and get 100 from. You know, may not be able to get 1,000 from them, but you can get 100 from them. And you got to figure out who that is in your circle. You really do. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, bridging gaps for people is not, you know, always something that's said. You know, bridging the gap is more so an action. You know, living a life that, you know, can help someone else, you know, move into their purpose is glory in that. There's honor in that. And things aren't going to always go the way we want them to go, but that's okay. We have those days where we get up and we struggle. We have those days where we get up and just we don't want to move. We feel like we don't want to talk. We feel like, you know, things are aren't going the way we want them to go. And you can get a little discouraged. I want you to know that that's okay. That's normal. It happens. But I'm not going to tell you to get down there and stay down there. What I'm going to tell you is that you have to fight. Once you get knocked down, you got to get back up and fight. And I don't even want to get cliche-ish with you because this is a very practical show. This isn't the show where we get in and just want to pump you up. This is where we try to bridge some real-life gaps, some real-life issues that you may be having. And what you're going to notice over the next, you know, few weeks, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the show is going to have a major facelift and things are going to start to go a little differently. And you're going to start to hear more and more people on the show. A lot of things are clicking for the grind. Things are moving in a positive direction. You know, don't really know. I'm allowing God to move and shape this thing as he sees fit. That's why it's an unscripted show, because we're allowing God to put his stamp of approval on it. He's going to provide as we move. And, you know, hopefully this show will branch off into something much bigger and be able to help a much larger audience. You know, but I thank each and every one of you guys for chiming in with me faithfully. You know, tell somebody about the grind. Tell them that we bridge real gaps here. You know, there's no mamby-pamby stuff here. We say things that other people don't want to say, but we say the things that other people need to hear, you know, in order to move forward. And they're necessary. You know, they're all necessary, because you may not have had a bridge gap today, a gap bridge today, but somebody else did. So, ladies and gentlemen, the show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Bright and early. Grab your cup of coffee. Invite somebody to the show on Tuesday morning. We're going to have an amazing kickoff show Tuesday morning for a great initiative. So you guys don't miss out. Tuesday morning, 8 a.m., we'll see everybody then, guys. Remember, keep moving forward, because there's absolutely nothing behind you worth seeing, ladies and gentlemen. It's not over. Remember that it's not over. Go out and fight.
Everything you see, you're a fighter. but you don't know where you headed. The prize is never greater than the lesson. The cross you carried really was your blessing. So breathe, can't fight what you can't see. Come on.
See, I know that you've been here before.
But look, see, you made it. All the nights you hated it, they just made you stronger. That's why it's not over.
Looking like the
hell.
When you pray every time you pull up to the ATM. When your enemy turns out to be your best friend. Give thanks after each storm, new life begins.
See, your job and that money, it's just a resource. God is your source, and the source wants you to know.
Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.